Deep Relaxation, an Introduction. Regular practice of deep relaxation provides several physical, mental, and emotional benefits. It can be used to manage stress, worry, anxiety, and the physical effects that accompany them. There are many ways to achieve this deeply relaxed state, so you can experiment and see which ones are most effective for you. This kind of relaxation is different from just hanging out in front of the TV, playing games on your phone, or even taking a nap. There's nothing wrong with these activities for unwinding, but they're not the same as deep relaxation, which is a specific physiological state. Deep relaxation was first called the relaxation response by Herbert Benson in 1975. He studied the effects of regularly inducing the deepest feelings of calm provided by the parasympathetic nervous system. This is the complete opposite of the feelings of distress accompanying activation of the sympathetic nervous system, which is what we experience in worry, panic, and anxiety. A side note here. Sympathetic sounds like it should be a good experience, right? When I first learned about the sympathetic and the parasympathetic aspects of the human nervous system, I kept getting them confused. So just in case you tend to get confused, I'll share the mnemonic I came up with for myself. Parasympathetic has the prefix para, like a parachute. Parachutes are used to stop a plummeting freefall, allowing for a softer, safe landing. So, the parasympathetic is the calm one. It's where we want to be as much as possible. I'm going to read a bit directly from one of my favorite resources, which I've recommended to clients for many years. It's a book called The Anxiety and Phobia Workbook, which has been revised a number of times since its first printing. It has lots of great information about managing stress and everyday worry, as well as anxiety disorders. The relaxation response involves a series of physiological changes, including a decrease in heart rate, decrease in respiration rate, decrease in blood pressure, decrease in skeletal muscle tension, decrease in metabolic rate and oxygen consumption, decrease in analytical thinking, an increase in skin resistance, and an increase in alpha wave activity of the brain. All forms of deep relaxation techniques are the most beneficial to you when you follow these guidelines. 1. Practice at least 20 minutes per day. 2 20-minute periods are preferable. Once a day is mandatory for obtaining generalization effects. You may want to begin your practice with 30-minute periods, and as you gain skill in the particular technique, you'll find that the amount of time you need to experience the relaxation response will decrease. 2. Find a quiet location to practice where you won't be distracted. Don't allow the phone to ring while you're practicing. Use white noise machine or fan or air conditioning to blot out background noise if necessary. 3. Practice at regular times. On awakening, before going to bed, or before a meal is generally the best time. A consistent daily relaxation routine will increase the likelihood of your getting those generalization effects. 4. Practice on an empty stomach. Food digestion after meals will tend to disrupt deep relaxation. 5. Assume a comfortable position. Your entire body, including your head, should be supported. Lying down on a couch or bed and sitting in a reclining chair are two ways of supporting your body most completely. When lying down, you may want to place a pillow beneath your knees for further support. Sitting up is preferable to lying down if you're feeling tired and sleepy. It's advantageous to experience the full depth of the relaxation response consciously without going to sleep. 6. Loosen any tight garments or anything uncomfortable. Take off shoes, watch, glasses, contact lenses, jewelry, so on. 7. Make a decision not to worry about anything. Give yourself permission to put aside the concerns of the day. Allow taking care of yourself and having peace of mind to take precedence over any of your worries. Success with relaxation depends on giving peace of mind high priority in your overall scheme of values. 8. Assume a passive, detached attitude. This is probably the most important element. You want to adopt a let-it-happen attitude and be free of any worry about how well you're performing the technique. Do not try to relax. Do not try to control your body. Do not judge your performance. The point is to let go. Information about additional deep relaxation techniques and the instructions and the scripts for them can be found on other recordings. See you there.